The following is a paid commercial program from the Ulster County Department of Health. This is the Healthy Ulster Radio Show, a weekly talk show exploring community health and sustainability with guests representing a broad spectrum of community partners working to make Ulster County the healthiest in New York State. This program is a community affairs presentation of the Emergency Department at Health Alliance Hospital in Kingston, a member of WMC Health.
You are listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. I am your host, Dr. Carol Smith, Commissioner of Health for Ulster County. With me this morning is my co-host, Vin Martello, our Director of Community Health Relations. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning, Dr. Smith. And, you know, before the show, we were talking about an interesting article that came out in on CNN about a study that CNN and the Kaiser Family Foundation conducted. Could you talk to us a little bit about that? Because that's really going to lead us into our topic today.
Yeah, Ben, this morning, CNN came out with the results of a survey that they conducted with the Kaiser Family Foundation, which revealed some startling details. About 90% of people across the United States think the country is experiencing a mental health crisis. And when they were asked to rate the severity of six specific mental health concerns, they put the opioid epidemic near the top, with two-thirds of the folks identifying it as a crisis rather than merely a problem. And more than half identified mental health issues among children and teenagers as a crisis, as well as severe mental illness in adults.
Well, Dr. Smith, as it turns out, we have two perfect guests to discuss this topic, and they are Tara McDonald. Tara is the commissioner of the Ulster County Mental Health Department. She's been with the department for over 5 years, as we know. And Tara has a master's degree in social work from Fordham University and a master's degree in public administration from Marist College. She lives right here in Kingston, and Tara strives to be a creative and collaborative leader with the goal of maintaining a robust mental health system that has the ability to be responsive to the needs of all residents, regardless of how challenging those needs may be. We also have the Deputy Commissioner of the Ulster County Department of Mental Health, and she is Katrina Williams. She's been with the department for over 4 years, and she received her master's degree in social work from Adelphi University. She lives right here in Ulster County with her family, and has devoted her entire career to public service and community social work. So, Tara and Katrina, welcome to Healthy Ulster Radio.
Thank you, Ben.
So good to have you. So, from your vantage point as leaders in the mental health field and substance use disorder field, as you look out over the Ulster County community, what do you see out there with respect to mental health and substance use challenges that the rest of the nation is facing?
So, Ben, I thank you for extending the invitation for us to have a discussion with you about this today. And what I can say is that in what Dr. Smith was reading in terms of the contents of the article, I would say that it's congruent to what we're hearing in our community. I think that your average Ulster County resident has become increasingly aware of their mental health. They have an idea of when it is that they are experiencing some sort of a crisis or in need of help and support. I think they can see it in their neighbors and in their children. And I think that the past few years that understanding of what mental health means is become a little bit more known throughout our community. And so therefore it puts the responsibility on us to make sure that we have the ability to answer to the call when that resident says, oh, I know I need help. We need to be there to answer to it.
Mm-hmm. And it seems that, you know, that certainly there were mental health challenges and substance use disorder challenges before the COVID pandemic, but I think the COVID pandemic really exposed the vulnerabilities really across the board, really in all demographic groups, age groups, and what have you.
I would agree with you, Ben. I think that the discussion around mental health for so many years was sort of narrowly focused on someone who may be challenged with a mental illness. something that's more chronic, something that has a diagnosis. You know, we know that there are folks that may be challenged with mental illness, but there is, everyone has some degree of mental health that they would like to be able to optimize and be healthy and be working at their best and be their best emotionally and psychiatrically. And it's that piece that has grown in sort of taken some growth in our community.
Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, here in Ulster County, under your leadership and your team and the community partners, that we have some really exciting developments and new initiatives and programs and services. Would you like to highlight the mental health part of that?
I would love to. So our former county executive, Pat Ryan, and our current Ulster County legislature has charged the department to be as robust and responsive to the needs of our residents around behavioral health issues. And when I say behavioral health, I'm meaning mental health and substance use disorder issues all sort of combined. I think the most exciting project that we have coming down the pike is our Crisis Stabilization Center that's planned to hopefully open in 2023. The location of that center is going to be at 368 Broadway in Kingston. And the 368 Broadway, which is currently a Kingston professional medical arts building, will be purchased by the county and will be our new sort of community wellness hub. And that hub will include the Department of Mental Health at that location. So we'll move from our Golden Hill location and onto Broadway in Kingston, which in and of itself just makes us more accessible to our Ulster County residents. You can certainly just walk off the street and be able to get some access to services that simply by just even walking in. The first floor will be occupied by the Crisis Stabilization Center that will operate 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and has the ability to provide some support to a resident that may be struggling with a mental health issue. Maybe they have an exacerbation in their chronic mental illness, or perhaps they are at a place where they're feeling like recovery with substance use disorder is something that they want to explore. Or maybe it is that they were displaced from their home and they are now feeling that crisis very acutely in every part of their body, medically, physically, and just having nowhere to go, nowhere to be, overwhelmed by the crisis and need someone to talk it through. The Crisis Stabilization Center would be able to help that person as well. We can't dictate to someone what a crisis will look like. For any person, it's where they may need to be able to lean on someone else. Mm-hmm. And they can come to our center and get that support.
And some community partners will also have longer term, so to speak, treatment of available right there, right on site, right?
That is correct. We have some partners that are there right now in the building prior to the purchase that will maintain in their space there. Access Supports for Living has a clinic that is there that is a walk-in clinic that can also help folks that are looking for some support around their mental health issues. And then Samadhi is newly licensed, awaiting their ability to open, but will have a substance use disorder outpatient clinic that's there. So we're really looking to have that building be a sort of a one-stop shop, sort of a resource for residents.
Mm-hmm. And some of the police departments, notably the Ulster County Sheriff's Department, have implemented programs that are designed to not only train law enforcement in crisis response, but actually provide immediate rapid response and help people get to places like the Crisis Stabilization Center and other programs, correct?
That is correct. We have been very lucky to partner with the majority of our law enforcement agencies within the county, and they've been willing to send officers to a week-long crisis intervention team training that orients officers to the subject of mental health. We're not expecting for them to be mental health practitioners or clinicians, but we just want them to have a basic understanding of if you have someone in front of you that may be having a mental health challenge, challenge that it looks as if may be engaging in some sort of criminal activity, having the ability to support them to tease out whether this is indeed criminal or is it someone who is just really having a hard time right now. And then if the it's been determined that they could use the support and not the response or a criminal justice type of a response, the police would be able to bring them to the Crisis Stabilization Center to get that that support appropriately.
And in so many places, police departments are really acting as de facto social worker response, right? I mean, so many of the situations they deal with are people in distress, probably on some of the worst days in their lives, and to have that training is so invaluable. And I'm sure that our listeners want to hear a whole lot more because we only scratched the surface of what's available. But first, Tara and Katrina, we're going to take a very short break, and we'll be back after these short words.
Heart attacks won't wait. If you ever have symptoms of a heart attack, you need to get to the nearest emergency department, preferably one with the technology and expertise to stop a heart attack in its tracks. Health Alliance Hospital, right here on Broadway in Kingston, has expanded cardiac services, including catheterization and electrophysiology. Now, for many people, Health Alliance in Kingston is the closest option to find treatment of clogged arteries, irregular heartbeats, and to limit damage from a heart attack already in process. For the first time, we have these advanced heart health services based right here in Ulster County. This expansion is part of a larger plan to bring advanced cardiac services to Ulster County and the surrounding communities. If you have heart attack symptoms, do not wait. Call 911 and get to the closest emergency department. At Health Alliance Hospital on Broadway in Kingston, we are ready to see you now. That's Health Alliance Hospital on Broadway in Kingston. WMC Health. Advancing care here.
It was a normal day.
He was in some minor accident, a fender bender.
And I had this impulse to call him, but I didn't. Because I thought I could call him later that week.
He abandoned the car, he came home, and he shot himself without ever talking to anyone.
When I came home that night and I found her, they told me that she had shot herself, and I couldn't believe it.
I asked if he was okay.
Shooting is unfortunately effective. There are not a lot of second chances.
Once you pull that trigger, that's it. There is no coming back.
63 Americans a day die by gun suicide. By storing our guns safely, locked, unloaded, and away from ammo, we can give our loved ones a second chance at life. Learn more at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
And now, Healthy Ulster continues. This is a weekly presentation of the Ulster County Department of Health on 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM.
Welcome back. You are listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. Our guests today are Tara McDonald, Commissioner of the Ulster County Department of Mental Health, and Katrina Williams, Deputy Commissioner of the Ulster County Department of Mental Health. In the first segment, we were talking about the number of individuals who recognize mental health issues as being in a situation creating a crisis in this country. In fact, of that group, more than 50% identified mental health issues among children and teenagers as a crisis, as well as severe mental illness in adults. And the numbers of emergency room visits among adolescents jumped 31%. In 2020. So perhaps we can talk a little bit more about the services that are being offered or envisioned to be offered in Ulster County, which specifically address mental health issues and concerns among children and adolescents. Katrina, would you like to explain some of those new initiatives?
Sure, absolutely. We're really excited about one new program in particular that we're rolling out for this fall. We started working with the schools back in the summer of 2021. You know, the county decided that they really wanted to make an investment in supporting the schools and our young people around their mental health. So we got to the table with all of our districts and we really started to think about what they needed. And it was a great opportunity to really work together and craft something that would really meet the needs of all of our school districts, which are really, you know, quite diverse. You know, there's a lot of them. We have a big county, and we were able to get some really great consensus over what, you know, they felt like would be useful and what, you know, what we already had and what we really needed. So we put together a program that is now going to be rolled out by LaSalle School. It's going to run through this fall through 2023. And the idea is we're going to have teams of case managers and therapists that are going to be working together in each of our school districts to work directly with our middle schoolers countywide. They're going to be in the school, really embedded in the school community to not only support the students, but really support the faculty and staff and just be a part of the fabric of the school culture and support the school however is needed. And then in addition to that, the middle schoolers that they're working with, they're going to be really in the home and in the community, working not just with the student on whatever issues are going on with them, but really working with the family to address, you know, whatever's going on, whether that's maybe a mental health concern or substance use, but also, you know, a family concern, social problems, maybe food insecurity or housing, really beyond the traditional, you know, mental health treatment to really address the social determinants of health and just kind of all of the things that contribute to issues for our young people. So we're really excited about rolling that program out. And like I said, it's getting started now. So it's going to be a great opportunity to see if what we thought we needed is working and be really flexible and creative as we continue the path forward and see how we can, you know, make little changes to meet the needs of the schools and the young people that we serve.
I'm so glad to hear, Katrina, that you're working, that the team is working with families as well. It really does require a whole family approach, I believe, I'm not an expert on the subject, but it seems that that's a really smart approach.
Absolutely. And that's not just true of young people. You know, most of us, you know, we're lucky. We don't live on an island all by ourselves. And it's really important to look at that whole family or that whole system that the person is a part of. Mm-hmm. Totally agree.
So, Tara, one of the other crises that was vastly exacerbated during COVID was opioid use disorder. We know that in 2018, Ulster County had the second highest rate of opioid-related fatalities. And then we put together an initial task force. We implemented some strategic actions and reduced that number by 41%. But then COVID hit and overdoses and fatalities spiked right back up. Can you talk a little bit about that and also highlight some of the key interventions and initiatives that Ulster County is employing to deal with that?
Sure. Thank you for giving that frame, Vin, because you are absolutely right. We were able to make some headway in terms of overdose fatalities last year. And then we had a really difficult month in August. And August saw us have 75 ODs and overdoses and 11 fatalities. And it sort of snapped us back to the idea that we are still very much in the midst of an opioid epidemic, and we have to continue to be robust, creative, innovative in finding ways to be able to support our residents, neighbors, family, friends that find themselves struggling with opioid use disorder and substance use disorder altogether. So we're looking to be able to focus some of our resources and our efforts really to be able to support folks when they're leaving high degrees of or leaving services that have a higher degree of intensity and support and then coming back to the community with nothing. So we're looking to be able to increase our harm reduction outreach services. We'll have a request for proposals that will be released soon. And hopefully the street outreach will be able to find folks that are struggling in the community, not necessarily connected to anyone, but could use the support and need for you to be able to offer them those services and support where they are. It could be at the Stewart's. It could be in the woods. It could be at the library or maybe you know, it's at their community center. It will require that we're making sure that we are giving opportunities to consider recovery constantly. And if not yet ready to consider recovery, then there are ways in which that they can try and be mindful and safer when using. Providing naloxone for our community and being able to have safer using kits and fentanyl test strips, those sorts of ways that can reduce the harm while they're trying to determine if recovery is definitely something that they want to be able to explore.
And also supporting and sticking with people in the long term, right? Because we know that the path to recovery is a multi-year process and is often characterized by setbacks, but that is all, that makes it all the more important to provide support to people through those ups and downs until they can successfully emerge on the other side of it all.
Agreed, which is why we put county resources into services that don't require billing. A lot of times billing will determine how long you can work with someone, when you need to close a case because you're no longer able to provide a service. When the county is putting resources towards these harm reduction outreach teams, they're putting resources towards peers, folks that can just be there to support. They don't have any other focus other than you. And we find that those types of services can be the most effective.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Katrina, switching gears slightly, Ulster County just held its second annual suicide prevention forum. And we know that that suicide was one of the other areas of in the mental health picture that was exacerbated by the COVID epidemic because you had social isolation, all the other insecurities and stressors. And we have a coalition known as SPEAK to really engage the entire community. Can you talk a little bit about what the picture is with suicide prevention? We have a few minutes left, so if you could maybe just summarize that for us a little bit.
Sure. Yeah, you're absolutely right. We did see a slight uptick in 2020, although over the past several years, the numbers have been relatively flat, although, you know, of course, one suicide is far too many. So far in 2022, we're actually seeing a decrease. We're down 24% compared to the same time frame last year, which is a positive sign. But, you know, the work continues. So, yeah, we just had our second forum. As you mentioned, it was awesome. We have a great coalition of community members who are really focused on the goal of preventing and, you know, ultimately eliminating suicide. All are welcome. So it's open to the community. If anybody has an interest in joining, they can definitely reach out to us.
Mm-hmm. And that email I happen to know is speak@ulstercountyny.gov. So if anyone is interested in getting more information, then there's also a new national suicide prevention lifeline, the 988 number, right? That gets you right to some local support.
That is right.
Wonderful. Well, you know, obviously, mental health challenges, substance use challenges are deep and complex, are not about to go away entirely anytime soon. But with dedicated individuals such as yourselves, your team, our community partners, and really a whole community approach to working on all of these issues, I think Ulster County is well positioned to make some really positive inroads. So I want to personally thank you and your team and everyone for the work that you do. It's really a tremendous, and we're really grateful for it.
Thank you, Ben. Thanks again for the opportunity to talk about all of this.
And so just quickly in the few seconds we have left, can you tell us how people can get in touch with you if they want to find out more about anything we've discussed today?
Sure. Yeah. Our number is 845-340-4110. We're in the office Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. And you can also email us at dmh@co.ulster.ny.us.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Tara. Thank you, Katrina Williams. Thank you, Dr. Smith. That's about all the time we have right now. Tune in next week for more great information that you can use to keep yourself, your family, and our community healthy and strong. Bye-bye.
You've You've been listening to the Healthy Ulster Radio Show from the Ulster County Department of Health. This program is a weekly community affairs presentation sponsored by the Emergency Department at Health Alliance Hospital in Kingston, a member of WMC Health. Thanks for listening, and be sure to join us for another edition of the Healthy Ulster Radio Show next weekend.